for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Now, Johnny, we love Amazon.com.
Oh, so much.
It's great. You know, it's also a evil corporation that is bound to take over our daily lives with their technology. But if you want something cheaper than what you can get, you know, down the street at the hardware store or whatever, you do it.
And more convenient.
And I do it. And I'm also cheap,
yep.
Which is a bad thing to be on that website.
Right.
Because you always find a cheaper alternative, and it's always garbage. I always know I was looking for this particular item, a shower scrubber.
Yeah.
I'm lazy. I don't want to get on my hands and knees to clean my shower. And I found this device, and it was advertised. It was $70. And I said, there's got to be a cheaper option here. And I scrolled down a little bit, and sure enough, there was.
Oh, boy.
It looked like the same thing, pretty much, for $37.99. So I said, I looked at the reviews, and the reviews were all high. Four and five stars, 4.5 stars. And I go, all right, this thing's got to be legit, right?
Mm.
People wouldn't lie.
All right.
And I wanted to have this meltdown initially be about this company. But I'm really mad at people who review this thing, because I get it. And of course, I knew it was going to be a hunk of junk. It is a hunk of junk.
Oh, no.
I turn on the battery power spinning brush thing, and it's going about as fast as I'm spinning my finger here.
Oh, no.
No power at all. And I'm lying to myself. I'm saying, no, I think this will work. Yeah, this will be fine.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And of course, it's a piece of crap. And I'm using it, and I'm going, no, it's okay. But I'm using the brush head with my brute strength, pushing down really hard, so hard that the brush stopped moving. And I'm just using it as a regular brush to scrub the thing.
Which you could have bought for $3 at Walmart.
Right. So, and I'm thinking, oh, this is good. And the thing stops working. The battery runs out of juice. And I'm not even done with the floor. I have to do all the walls of the shower and everything.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I'm just pissed. I'm livid.
Yeah.
And I'm looking inside the box, and it says, it has this card in it that says, if you give us a 5-star review, let us know, and we'll send you a $10 Amazon gift card.
That's what they do, buddy. That's what they do.
So these people are buying these, and they're still making a killing.
Yes.
This thing must have cost $1 to produce. It was so cheap, but people are rating it 5 stars because they want that $10 gift card.
They should outlaw that.
That's
a
terrible.
Big problem on Amazon right
terrible,
now.
Terrible. But it's not the company. I can't be mad at the company. I'm mad at us for doing this. And putting other people at risk just to get a $10 gift card that they paid $30 for. And I think also a lot of people have enough money, too, where $30 is not really a big deal.
Right.
So they go, I'll just throw this in the garbage. Buyer beware. I learned my lesson. I'll throw it in the garbage. But I can at least get a $10 gift card. So I'll go ahead and spend my time reviewing this thing. And I'll send it to them and get my 10 bucks. Meanwhile, they're not getting they just threw away $30.
Leah,
it doesn't
ordered,
make any sense.
Leah ordered this heating pad a couple of months ago on Amazon, and it's the catch is it's big. Like, it'll cover your entire shoulders and back.
Nice. Yeah,
it's like a little blanket. That's a heating pad.
That's what's up.
It's crap. Doesn't even get hot. It gets vaguely warm, right? This guy, it's a mom-and-pop shop that sells it through Amazon. He sends a letter to Leah, and it's like, hey, I saw you bought my product. I just want to say, we're a mom-and-pop shop. We're struggling through the pandemic. If you could leave a 5-star review, we'd really appreciate it and all that. I told her, don't you dare. They need to sell a better product. Sorry.
Yeah. If your product sucks, maybe it's not the pandemic. Maybe it's your product sucks.
Sorry, mom-and-pop shop. Your crap don't get hot.
But this is the thing. And really, this is a meltdown on me.
Yeah.
Because I know that this is going to be garbage.
Yeah.
But my genetics, whatever it is, I was bitching to my dad about this, and he goes, well, you come by this, honestly, I'm the same way.
Right.
To save a few pennies, you go with the cheaper option, and it's always crap.
Don't do
always.
It. Don't do it, Robert.
I should have just bought a damn just brush with a stick on it.
Yeah.
And then just do it myself. That probably would have been way cheaper.
Just buy yourself a new loofah, and then use your old loofah to clean a damn shower. It's what I used to do.
And you know what I did? I bought the damn thing. So I didn't have to get on my hands and knees to clean the shower.
Lazy
you know
ass.
What I did?
Yeah.
Got on my hands and knees.
Yeah.
Because I already started the floor.
Oh, you got on your hands and knees metaphorically. Why they gave you your what for?
Yeah. Sure did. And I finished the shower like an adult. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. I was so livid about this.
Oh, man.
Very sad for you.
Yeah. It's too bad.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. My meltdown kind of goes right along with that chef conversation that we were just having, Will.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Guys, we, you know, we've had a rough year when it comes to division and race relations and all that. And I'm here to say I would love to see the racist stuff on social media go away. All right? It's crap. We're never going to evolve as a society with all of the hate and racism I see on social media. It's out of control. I mean, everybody's got to get together on this. Or it's never going to stop. And it hurts my feelings to see my Facebook friends, people that I went out of my way to confirm, even though I've never met them in person, right? Like, this happened with a Facebook friend that I've never met in person, but we're part of a Bucks group together, right? Like, they love the Bucks, I love the Bucks, so I'm in, like, a couple of different Bucks groups. But then the racism on my timeline, it bothers me. It hurts my feelings. You know, we got to stop this. We can't support this crap anymore, folks. But then I look in the comments, and everybody's just jumping in on it. People are not only accepting this rhetoric, but they're joining. They're joining on the sentiment. It hurt me to read this, and we got to stop. And I'll read the post I'm talking about, and I hope you guys agree that this nonsense has to stop. So here's the post. I'm not going to say the name of the guy. He seemed like a pretty nice guy. But here's this horrible, horrible racist post. It says, blacks got soul food. Mexicans got tacos. Jamaicans got jerk chicken. What do white people got? And I'm like, what's that? What is that? What does that mean?
I think they're saying that white people don't have any food.
I don't know what that, and I was like, so I click on it and I go, I'm confused what that means. So I click on it and the comments are just horrific. I mean, I'm looking down the list and it's just everybody's jumping in. This one says, definitely no salt or seasoning. I'm like, huh? Mm. And then another one says, nothing but mayonnaise. I'm looking at another one. It says, potato salad. And I'm like, oh my God, I see what's going on here. They're saying white people are bad at food. It hurt my feelings, Will. I was cooking. I was actually cooking something. I was making a big pot of chili yesterday. Which, by the way, whoever's in this thread, I'll challenge you to chili if you want. But anyway, I was like, come on, man. It kind of made me mad. Because it's like, you know, if we're going to, obviously, I don't believe racism's ever going to be completely stomped out, right? Like, there's always going to be racism everywhere in the world at some level. But if we're going to be better as a society, and I'm just talking about America here, United States of America, if we're going to come together and be better, we all got to do it together, folks. All right? This is just, it's racist. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, man. Your gender doesn't, or your race doesn't, anything doesn't reflect on how well you cook.
Well, it's weird because when you think of fine culinary cooking, you know, you go to, well, the French.
Normally, that's the standard.
Right.
But yeah.
Which,
that's,
I got news, French or white.
I don't know. They're French. I don't know.
Yes.
But,
wait a minute.
I guess, yeah.
You guess that French people are white?
I mean, they're all colors. There's black French people, right? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
but as the, you know, the country itself,
I got you,
is a European country.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, my point is, like, you know, it's more, I think the style of food is more cultural than race, right? Like, so the post said black people have soul food. Yeah, okay. Other people have soul food also. Like, I throw down with some soul food. Like, I'll put my soul food up against almost anybody's soul food. But then again, I also throw down another – I cook all kinds of stuff. I cook Asian food. I cook, you know, Southern food that's not soul food. I cook Northeastern food. It's regional. It's cultural. And to me, it just seems like we're not moving forward, folks, when you got a bunch of people saying that white people don't know how to cook and don't know how to season their food. That's silly to me. That is silly. You're either a good cook or you're not. And to say that white people don't have a food, I mean, it's cultural.
It sucks that we're even talking about that. Because it was kind of just like things or stereotypes of white people can't dance. You know, that's
right.
How they, white people mayo and bland
and
food.
And it's
you
funny
just
and
it
all that. But it was funny years ago, like just like black stereotypes have been funny, you know, in past. But if we're moving forward, right, and we're not doing this anymore, then let's not do this anymore. Because I'm looking
at there's different rules for different people. Clearly,
that's what I'm saying. We need to stop. We need to try to come together here and go, all right, now I'm not really offended. I was more offended as somebody that cooks his ass off than I was as a white person. You know,
but they're not. I think the deal is that they're not saying that a white person couldn't cook these style of foods.
Okay, they're saying we don't have
a food, which is bull.
I mean, crap. What would you say white food is?
French. I mean, I would say, like I said, French cuisine.
Okay.
Is the industry standard.
I guess, but like in food. America, if you said, you know, what do white people cook?
Well, America's a little different because we do have a melting pot.
That's
here.
What
There's
I thought.
Been a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. My gut says hamburgers and hot dogs, although that's kind of a German immigrant came up with that.
But it's like all kind of regional. Like if you're up north, you know,
barbecue is probably American, right?
It is, but barbecue it's very in the black culture and white culture. It's
yeah,
both.
But I mean it was started in America.
Well,
that's probably not true.
No, I did a little research on it. Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah.
But it's everybody cooks it. Everybody.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? It's like. But that's what kind of blew me away a little bit. Now, I understand soul food has its roots and all that stuff, you know. But as far as, like, what do white people cook? I mean, it's everything.
Yeah, there's the English breakfast, for
cook
example.
Everything.
That's famous.
Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, and then to say Mexican people have tacos, I mean, man, don't speak for them. You know what I mean?
That's not even really a Mexican dish. Burritos and tacos are more like Tex-Mex, right?
If you go to a real Mexican restaurant, you're not getting a burrito.
Yeah.
They frown upon that.
Right.
And you're not getting sour cream either. They frown upon that, too.
I love that, though.
But yeah,
better.
Me too. Hell
makes
yeah,
it better.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to Americanize that a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess they have tacos, but definitely burritos is more Tex-Mex.
Kind of, yeah. But either way, it's just like, come on, man. Let's all stop this, okay? All right. I know white people to make really good soul food. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I don't think they're criticizing saying that white people couldn't cook.
Right.
I think it's that they don't have their own unique dish.
My point
That's
is.
That's more what I took away from it.
Well, yeah. Man. Not
which our, is which is nonsense.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's so broad, it's hard to pinpoint, I guess. Maybe that's what they're saying. Mm. It wasn't the post that made me mad. It was all the comments because people were just laying into white people and how bad we are at food. It's just like everything has mayonnaise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
What?
Yeah.
First of all, mayonnaise is delicious to every color, okay? We all love mayonnaise.
I don't like mayonnaise, but I can understand the value in it for other people.
And then one guy's like, potato salad. I'm like, wait a minute. I grew up in almost an all-black neighborhood, and we rock – everybody rock potato salad. Everybody. Macaroni salad, potato salad, that's white and black. I don't care who you are, and I'll take calls on that. You know, please try to tell me potato salad is only a white thing. That's racist.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here. Yeah, so that was my meltdown. It pissed me off, man.
Yeah, it's annoying.
You know what I mean? Like, stop
annoying.
This, man. Stop. Because if I went on there, you know, and I know people get sick of, you know, when you try to flip the script on everything, then you get a whole nother argument going. But, you know, if I went on there and said, you know, white people got, you know, fish fries, you know, or, you know, and Mexicans have tacos and all, and then I said, what black people have? I'm booted off Facebook, like, immediately. Like, I'm going to get taken down for 30 days minimum. So it's like, come on, man, let's all try to be better.
Well, there's different rules for different
people. I know,
people.
But that's what I'm saying.
Look, double standards exist, and I talk about this all the time, and it's unfortunate, but they do exist, and this is one of them.
I know. I get it. And, you know, it's just, you know, we've had a tough year, and we're still doing things to kind of, like, try to figure things out, but I think we're never going to get anywhere unless we all kind of, like,
oh, we're not getting anywhere. We're unfortunately, you know, these talks of unity and bringing us together, that's not happening.
Well,
we live in completely different realms, and we need to agree to disagree and
get
walk
along.
Away.
Right.
Or at least have an understanding where
yes.
we can live in a society, or we need to disband the union and go our own ways.
That's never going
to
happen.
Those are the two options. I'm telling you, because otherwise it's going to get to the point where we're start shooting
each
other.
Well, we have to not let the media tell us how we're supposed to feel. You know what I mean?
They do.
I know, and that's the problem.
They got, the Pepe Le Pew canceled.
He was a rapist when I was a kid. I didn't like him.
Well,
but
that was a joke. Yeah,
I know.
He was a scumbag.
I know.
He was never portrayed as the good guy.
I never liked him though. He made me uncomfortable.
But all these things about what should be canceled come from corporate press.
Well, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. When we stop letting corporate press tell us how we're supposed to feel, then I think we'll be way better as a society. Mm-hmm. But you're right. It's that's a tough one to figure out.